Welcome to episode 21 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on June 27th, 2010. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Happy summer, everyone! We hope you are enjoying your trips to the beach, amusement parks, and running through sprinklers. We wanted to fill you in on what is happening with the book Mr. Chris and I are writing. We are happy to report we have finished a very rough draft and are getting ready to begin the editing process. We are really excited about how the story and characters have turned out. The story, Lulu and Her Lavender Lion, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to this story, consider the following. Who in your life makes you feel brave? Lulu and Her Lavender Lion by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Lulu lingered at the entrance of the labyrinth. She felt Lavender Lion lumber up next to her as she instinctively dropped her lollipop to her side and offered him a lick. The lion immediately put her at ease as the landscape of lilies lining the wall of the labyrinth drew them in. As they began to walk in a linear line, they laughed as they caught sight of the first memory, a picture resting on an easel perfectly framed in clouds. Lulu looked at it, longingly, remembering the first day she met Her Lavender Lion. The memory grabbed her, and she felt the breeze blow through her hair as she was suddenly lying all alone by the lagoon licking a limesicle. The lazy clouds lingered gently overhead in the air. She was lonely and longed for a friend to laugh with. One of the clouds took the shape of a lion with a large head, four lanky legs, and a long tail. Surrounding the head was a billowy mane made purple by the haze of the setting sun. Lulu lolled her head to the left to find a large lavender lion lying next to her on the beach. She immediately offered him a lick of her limesicle, and he lapped it up. No longer lonely, she felt the comfort she longed for as she heard, "Lulu, Lulu, like a lamb, when you need me, here I am." Leaving the first picture and heading deeper into the labyrinth, Lulu and Her Lavender Lion came upon a little lake. Croaks of frogs echoed off the labyrinth walls that lined the shores of the lake. The frogs lounged on a path of lily pads which made a line through the middle of the lake. "Let's go," said Lulu, giving her lion a wink. Lollipop in hand, Lulu leapt from lily pad to lily pad, leaving Her Lavender Lion as the waves of the lake lapped at his paws. Looking back, Lulu waved her lion onward, urging him to follow. Lavender Lion leaned back on his hind legs, let out a loud roar, and launched himself into the lagoon, trying to land on a lily pad. Frogs scattered as Lavender Lion landed in the water with a loud kersplash. Lulu lunged to grab Lavender Lion, eager to lend a helping hand, but leaned too far forward. Losing her balance, Lulu toppled into the less-than-listless lake. Memories swirled around her as she leered through the lacrid water. Images of not-so-long-ago swimming practice leached into view. She was tired and longed to be done, but she still had 11 laps to go. Her muscles had ached, and she had longed to leave the pool, just go lounge in the sun, but she knew her coach was watching. Just when she felt like she couldn't make another stroke, she saw Lavender Lion swimming alongside in the lane next to her. Re-energized, Lulu finished the final laps, only to find Lavender Lion sitting on the edge of the pool, listening to the cheers of her teammates. As the images dissolved in the lake, Lulu sprang to the surface. Popping up out of the water, Lulu looked at Lavender Lion, and Lavender Lion looked back at Lulu. Suddenly, they both began to laugh. Loads of laughter bounced off the labyrinth walls. They laid in the water, laughing until both their stomachs hurt. When the laughter subsided, Lulu latched on to her lion's neck, and he limberly swam through to the other side as she heard, "Lulu, Lulu, like a lamb, when you need me, here I am." At last, reaching the other side of the lake, the labyrinth turned left. There, located at the end of a long corridor, stood a sturdy ladder laid upon the labyrinth wall. Lulu stuck her lollipop between her lips and leapt onto the first rung. A musical note exploded in her ears as her hand encircled the rung. Progressing up the ladder, each rung played a note. The higher she climbed, the more the notes took shape, turning into an old familiar song. Lulu heard children singing as the lyrics came flooding back to her. Then she wasn't climbing the ladder anymore. Looking down, Lulu saw that the rungs below her feet were now the limbs of the most perfect climbing tree. "Lulu, Lulu, you're too scared, aren't you? You can't do it, you will fall. You're just a baby after all," was the rhyme that looped in her ear. All the other neighborhood kids had done it, but not her. Knowing that if she didn't try, she would lament it for the rest of her life, she decided to climb the tallest tree in town. Even though those kids weren't very nice, and their lyrics filled her with a feeling of uncertainty, Lulu had wanted to try. Fear lingered in her lungs as she breathed deeply. Lulu started to climb the tree. Slowly at first, and then gathering momentum. Limb after limb, the climbing became more logical. Foot, hand, hand, foot, she climbed ever upward. And then, there it was, the top. She remembered feeling light as a feather, like she had just landed on the lunar surface. Then she looked down, all the way down, and froze. She was really high up, and it was a long way to the lawn below. Lulu blinked and saw Lavender Lion lazily licking his paws, resting on a limb of the tree with a large grin upon his face. Smiling back, Lulu felt her chest rise as she took another deep breath. Latching onto each branch tightly, she made her way down as logically as she had made her way to the top. At the bottom, Lavender Lion laid on the lawn, swishing his tail over the loose blades of grass. As the limbs turned back into rungs of the ladder, Lulu landed on the other side of the wall along with Lavender Lion. Lulu felt her chest swell with pride as she heard, "Lulu, Lulu, like a lamb. When you need me, here I am." Looking down the hallway, Lulu saw that the labyrinth was now lined with grass, straw, and little twigs, each tangled together to form a very large nest. As Lulu stopped to admire its loveliness, she heard the familiar sound of a lark flying high above in the distance. The silhouette of the bird in the sky brought her right back to the day when she had made the discovery. She found a lark building a nest under a lilac bush and a tuft of grass in the backyard. Lulu looked inside and found a cluster of eggs. Day after day, she leered into the nest, longing for the eggs to reveal what had grown inside. Then, one day, she heard the most wonderful sound, the sound of sweet little chirps from within the location of the nest. She listened each day after school, laying by the nest, and loved to watch the mama lark bring luscious worms to her babes. Soon, she began to think of them as her pets. She named them Lucas, Linus, Leo, and Lubert, and longed to see the little larks each day. Then, one Saturday after lunch, Lulu went to look in on her darlings, only to find the nest empty. Lulu looked around frantically, hoping they weren't lost, when she heard chirping from a nearby tree. Mama Lark's babies had left their home and were perched on the tail of Lavender Lion, who laid on the lowest limb of the tree. His tail dangled down, swaying to and fro, gently rocking the four little larks. The four larks chirped their excitement, and then, in a flurry of feathers, each one lifted off, taking flight. Off they flew to find their own luck in life. Like a landslide, Lulu's eyes welled up, filling with tears as she watched each little bird fly away into the sky. Lavender Lion appeared beside her, rubbed his neck along her legs, and watched as the birds disappeared in the clouds. Lulu closed her eyes, wiped the tears away, and opened them to reveal she was back in the labyrinth. Lavender Lion licked a tear as she heard, "Lulu, Lulu, like a lamb. When you need me, here I am." Lulu blinked and pointed down the path. Lavender Lion launched himself forward as they began the game of follow the leader. They ran through the labyrinth, looping around the trees and loping over roots until they neared the center. Rounding a turn, they came upon a large field spotted with giant rocks. There was an outcropping of boulders surrounding a cave lit with a purple light. Lulu felt her heart lurch as she looked at Lavender Lion's lair. Her lips trembled, not wanting to feel the loss, but when Lavender Lion stepped up beside her, she felt her confidence lift. Lavender Lion, like a lantern growing bright, keeping her ego full of luster, lumbered toward his lair. She looked on as he closed in on the entrance. She would leave him here at his lair. She knew she would long for him for a while, a great long while, but she also knew that, thanks to him and his strength, she was ready. When he reached his lair, she ran to him, throwing her arms around his large neck. She squeezed him one last time and then pulled away, leaving a lasting imprint on his fur. Lavender Lion looked at her and smiled as Lulu pulled out what was left of her lollipop. She crunched on the last little bit and offered it to Lavender Lion. He lapped at the stick, and Lulu laughed as his tongue curled around it. She kissed his nose and smiled to assure him one final time that she was ready. Lavender Lion nodded, lowered his head, and returned the loving gesture. As he crawled into his cave and she turned to leave, she heard his lyrical voice sing, "Lulu, Lulu, look inside. Like a lion, you've found your pride." We hope you enjoyed the story. If you like what you heard, please go to iTunes and leave a review. More positive reviews make it easier for others to find Nightlight Stories in the iTunes store. Don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Nightlight08 and our Facebook fan page. Stay tuned for more Nightlight Stories and updates on the book. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together.